How do you delight your pickles? How do you delight yourself? I like my pickles like myself. Lots of flaming firecrackers too. Wait, I did not know that thing. That thing with firecracker pickles. What's that word I'm looking for? Oh, yes, I think that's strange. Strange to eat that firecracker. Strange to eat it with pickles. Strange to eat that firecracker. But I suppose that the firecracker might be a pepper. I suppose that firecracker is a pepper. Pickled peppers, long and short. Pickled peppers from here to there. Pickled peppers in my ears and sometimes in my tears. Pickled peppers. I would like some pickled peppers. Perhaps you could like them too. I would like some pickled peppers in a stew or in a bowl, but never ever just in my shoes. Have you thought of pickled peppers lying there upon the floor? Step around and not into them, please. We don't need them squished no more. Pickled peppers. Pickled cucumbers as well. Pickled peppers. That is where my pickling dwells. The pickle over there has grown a lot of hair. It's winking in my direction and making lustful eyes. That pickle over there has grown a lot of hair and keeps winking in this direction and giving me an eye. I did not know pickles could grow hair, and winking, how could they wink there? But that pickle is doing both lasciviously, eyeing most. Yes, that pickle there is eyeing most, wiggling furry eyebrows too. Why does that pickle make these faces? Does that pickle not quite know? It is just a pickle. It can't really go in the show. Have you ever thought of pickles? Green ones and gray ones and clear ones. Lots of colored pickled things, dancing in a cabaret. Lustful little pickles leering, eyeing all with pickles quivering, lots of little pickles wiggling all in our way. I don't think I want that pickle with or without hair. I don't want to touch a pickle, no, please, never there. But sometimes you have got a pickle, green and slimy too, and you just need to gather it up and throw it outside, where perhaps it can grow some hair up there and maybe look lustfully with its eyes. But it won't be in your house, not there, because it will be all outside. Pickled petunias, pickled flowers, I don't know why. Pickled petunias, pickled flowers, they can't make me cry. For you see the pickling process preserves lots of things lovely and sublime. Pickled petunias, pickled tulips, and lots of pickled flowers fine. They last so much longer, cold preserved. I'm not talking about boiling these things. They last, oh, much longer when they're preserved and there are cold pickling processes. No boiling for these flowers, yes. How would you like your flower preserved through space and time? It will be all thine, all forever, always looking so fine. We can preserve that crosage long for you, oh yes, and that wedding flowers will last like all the rest. And when your day comes to go deep in the ground, you can be covered with these flowers you've found. All those fine pickled flowers can go with you to rest, accompanying you on your a journey like the best. For some flowers are edible, and these are fine, I guess. For we don't know how they taste to the dead, but roses are quite edible, as are many other flowers, yes. So instead of drying all those bouquets. Let's pickle the best.